Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today as we are going to discuss the major astrological energies and themes of April 2024, as this is a powerhouse month of astrology. We start the month with Mercury retrograde in Aries. Then we have the Aries solar eclipse at 19 degrees Aries conjunct Chiron, followed by the rare Jupiter-Uranus conjunction, which is exact on April 20th at 21 degrees 49 minutes of Taurus. The intensity and revolutionary influence of this conjunction can feel like an eclipse. So this is a month where things are certainly moving. They're coming up to change and evolve, and this could be a month of surprises, delightful surprises, happy surprises, breakthroughs, things that you've been working through and deeply healing. You could feel a serious frequency shift in April. So we're going to talk about these transiting aspects in today's show. And I also wanted to share with you that overall, April has fewer transiting aspects between the planets. So what that means is the aspects are the conversations and communications going on between the planets, what they are expressing and needing, their themes, and how they are then exchanging energies with other planets. And when there are fewer transiting aspects, especially in a month, this could be good for catching up. This could allow you to focus more. This could help with prioritizing what you need to get done. In fact, I feel like this energy also supports the overall Mercury retrograde in Aries, which is a time of catching up with yourself, also making sure that you're slowing down to ask questions. This is very important whenever Mercury is in a fire sign. Don't make assumptions. Don't just take off on the information you know or think you have the full story. When Mercury is retrograde in a fire sign, ask questions. Make sure you're not jumping the gun or jumping to assumptions. Get details, get specifics, circle back with people and double check, verify. That's very important throughout the full month of April, making sure that you have the correct information and details. Also making sure that you're giving yourself time to think it through. Because again, that Aries energy wants to get going. Let's get started. Why aren't we there yet? But with the Mercury retrograde in Aries, it's about taking a pause to ensure that you have everything you need and you don't arrive at your destination realizing you forgot something important. Now, of course, with every Mercury retrograde, plans change, details shift, things fall through, people cancel. You thought you were going to do one thing, it turns out, nope, it's not going to play out that way. So keep your expectations open, allow yourself space and room to move with the changes. There can be false starts with this energy signature. There can be a sense of getting your hopes up only to be disappointed if you have prematurely overinvested in something. And that's something the Aries energy can do, is it gets very excited, it gets really inspired and really wound up to move something forward. But this is a month when not only do you want to keep your expectations open, but you also want to remind yourself that things can play out in multiple ways that lead to a desired outcome. So if it's not the first thing, if it's not the second thing, it could be something else that comes about out of the blue that does get you to where you want to go. So the false starts can happen, but the Aries energy has no problem letting things go, being like, okay, that's done, that's over, I'm fine, I'm good, let's move on to the next thing. So there could be something that you're feeling keeps you moving forward, even as plans, projects, and ideas change. Now, I did a separate podcast episode for you describing more of the Mercury retrograde energies, because Mercury retrograde will be working with Chiron, Venus, and the North Node during his journey. So when Mercury stations retrograde on April 1st, it occurs at 27 degrees of Aries, and then Mercury travels back to 15 degrees, 59 minutes of Aries until April 25th. That's when Mercury stations direct and will still be in his shadow until May 14th and May 15th. So keep in mind that flexibility is a strength throughout April. Being able to adjust and regroup is going to serve you well. It also feels like this is going to be a gift because instead of taking off on something or just going with the first thing that presents itself, the universe is requiring us to hold back and think it through more deeply. Again, to ask questions, get information, be specific in anything that doesn't make sense or that you need to understand more. Then as you think it through, there could be a new idea or creation that's even better by the end of April. So I do feel that overall, this Mercury retrograde is supporting us, making sure that anything that we're intentionally beginning is coming from a higher frequency within ourselves. It's working with a new consciousness and a new understanding of our manifestation power. Instead of being on autopilot, there's something about this energy that wants you to really honor the new parts of yourself that are emerging, the new parts that you're ready to trust, and to know that just because something is taking its time or maybe isn't fully manifesting, that doesn't mean it won't. And that's important for Aries because Aries wants that immediate gratification, wants to see things happen. It's a let's go, let's get there energy. So don't give up your faith or trust in a process. Rather, use it as part of your ongoing creation phase, where this could be a month of extended creation and then recreating something, you know, making those tweaks and adjustments to fine-tune it into an energy that is in higher alignment with what you want in this new cycle. Because this is a new energy cycle beginning. It's very potent, it's very strong. And I feel that the universe is saying, be intentional, be highly intentional, and sync it up with your future self, with your wildest dreams that can absolutely come to fruition. When you're creating from that energy field, you are opening up into a whole new possible expression of outcomes. So that is one of the beautiful gifts here of April, is that even though the energy is going to feel quite big and exciting at times, there's also going to be something here that could feel like it wants to keep you steady and helping to pace the energy. I'm getting the visual of walking on a treadmill and feeling like, okay, just keep pace. Like, don't think that you have to accelerate or make it go faster in any way. Just stay steady. And that's what's going to serve your energy. I'm also feeling like this beautifully supports our nervous system, where if you're feeling that your nervous system is highly activated, it's charged, it's motivated, it's ready to go, this could be a beautiful opportunity to temper it throughout April and to look at how you do so. For example, simply observing, how many times do you look at your phone when your nervous system is activated, when you're bored, when you're stressed, when you're worried, when you're wanting to disassociate? You know, what role does your phone play in that? Because it's such a part of our daily world now that we want to stay conscious of our habits and also stay aware of, is this healthy for me? And if not, what can I do differently? And that could be something that you're pondering or aware of, is wondering, what are other ways to regulate my energy that are healthier and that serve me better, especially during these big energy periods? And movement is going to be essential. Aries is the beginning of something, but think about how it initiates blood flow, gets things moving in our systems. And how are you doing that regularly and in a healthy manner? So there could be a revival here of an exercise routine, of something you want to do more regularly to move the energy, and to know that it can be part of your energy clearing as well. That there could be things that you're clearing out through the movement, exercise, and anything that gets that blood flow going. Now, as April begins, we're actually in the middle of eclipse season because we have the first Libra lunar eclipse on March 25th at 5 degrees of Libra. And depending on when you're listening to this, that has already happened. And so what that eclipse opens up is something perhaps more emotional, insightful, something that you're seeing through the lens of greater objectivity. And that's because during eclipse season, when we have a full moon lunar eclipse before the solar eclipse, which is the case here in March and April 2024, that first lunar eclipse is more emotional. And it will basically illuminate what's in your subconscious and unconscious that you're meant to see. In Libra, you're meant to see it with emotional objectivity. You're meant to be able to assess the pros and the cons, to understand what are my best choices now with the information that's come to light, with what has been activated through this lunar eclipse. What am I seeing now that I didn't see before in my relationships? This could highlight patterns you've been in connections, in relationships. It could bring up where things are out of balance and where you're needing to apply new boundaries and perhaps look at your own people-pleasing habits or where you're trying to keep the peace, but at the same time, you're sacrificing what you need. So this can bring up those lower Libra expressions that now you need to communicate. And that is important with Libra, is that whatever you are moving through or understanding about yourself, it is essential to bring it to people, to bring it to the other, whether that is a spouse, a partner, a friendship, a business colleague, you know, somebody that you do business with, a client, and to share with them, this is what I'm realizing, or this is what I'm understanding that is no longer working for me. And that's because a Libra lunar eclipse is working with the South Node. And the South Node is about what you need to change, what you've outgrown, what you're moving away from, and then where to call in a new habit, a new technique, a new standard that supports more of what is healthy and true for you now. So this energy is underway as April begins. Then, of course, we have the Mercury retrograde that is pulling us back into ourselves, and we have some thinking to do, right? We've got to investigate what is going on within me. Where did this stem from? Chances are it's your inner child, something from childhood, something that you are reprogramming and up-leveling in yourself. And then we lead to the April 8th Aries solar eclipse conjunct Chiron at 19 degrees 24 minutes. And this is a solar eclipse that is birthing new energy. I'm seeing it at a cellular level. I'm seeing it as cellular renewal and something coming through that is reviving you because it's meant to help heal you. It's meant for you to understand more about your healing journey. And this solar eclipse could also be hiding something within that Chiron energy signature. And that's because the solar eclipse is a new moon, which is when the sky is the darkest, when there is a new potential emerging, but you don't quite see it yet. And it could be that Chiron has been holding some type of soul medicine that you're slowly understanding is part of what you need. And yet it feels vulnerable. And that's the push and pull, is that, okay, I can understand this would be good for me, but oh my goodness, I'm scared. I don't want to be vulnerable. I don't want to put myself out there. It can trigger your tears and fears. It can trigger insecurities, but there's something strengthening here because this is also a degree point where Chiron stationed retrograde back in July 2023, and Chiron will return here to 19 degrees of Aries the end of 2024 and the beginning of 2025. In fact, on December 30th, 2024, Chiron stations direct at 19 degrees of Aries. So this solar eclipse is actually the midpoint of a deeper healing and understanding around what you are seeing in yourself in a new perspective, but you're moving through this ongoing healing journey. Now, keep in mind, this is typical for Chiron. The Chiron experience that triggers each degree point usually lasts for a year and a half. And think about how long it takes the body to heal after an injury, after perhaps a crisis or something that was damaging. It just takes time. And I'm feeling this as the healing between multiple layers of our being. And this isn't simply the seven layers of our skin, which is applicable to a Chiron healing process, but I'm feeling it as we're working on multiple levels of ourselves that are arriving at a new frequency, and they're getting in alignment with that new frequency. So I'm seeing it as the emotional body, spiritual body, physical body, your financial self, you know, the things that are perhaps driving fears behind the scenes, things that can seem disjointed. They all have some kind of healing potential here. And I'm seeing the energy come into alignment. So what I mean by that is if you're looking at a straight line, you could see that maybe the emotional body is off to the left, the physical body is to the right, the mental body is off on the upper left, and they're all coming together in a new straight alignment. And this is why the Chiron journey takes time, because the more you heal, the more you discover what's related, what is connected, you know, where that inner child is needing your TLC and care, or where a part of your mental self is trying to wrap your brain around something. So the Chiron journey takes time because it's all these different parts of us, all these different pieces that are healing on their own timeline, and they're different timelines. So I feel like this particular Aries solar eclipse is going to eventually show you where you're at with a healing theme that started last July 2023 and will end in early 2025. This eclipse can give you a jolt, can give you a revolutionary insight, can stir up something. I also have to say that it can bring about a crisis. It can bring about another injury or stir up something that maybe you didn't realize and now you have to look at or work with. Do keep in mind that Aries rules the head, the eyes, the face, and to be cautious when there is strong Chiron in Aries energy being amplified. Basically, just wear a bike helmet everywhere if you feel called to do so. But seriously, watch out for head injuries and also go slower because the Aries energy wants to speed off and get there. But Chiron being featured in the solar eclipse plus Mercury retrograde in Aries, it is important to tap the brakes, to slow it down, to ensure that you're using more caution than perhaps is natural or is comfortable. If you've been doing intentional healing work since July 2023, you could feel this is a true turning point for you. There are things you are shedding, you're moving through. Again, that cellular renewal is coming through. And you could feel like you're birthing new parts of yourself, even though, yes, there is more healing work to be done. Maybe you feel like you've done the bulk of it and you've made some real strong improvements. There also could be a sense of the new parts of yourself you are integrating and embodying with a new sense of peace, without being so hard on yourself or expecting yourself to be a certain thing. Rather, this Chiron in Aries is asking you to look at how much are you driven by the false ego, the unhealthy ego, and what have you learned about that? How has that played out for you? And is that still your truth? Chiron wants us to soften into ourselves so that we can also see and feel more of our divine perfection within the wounds, within the flaws and the scars and the parts of ourselves that we thought we had to hide. And this could be something too that you're loving in yourself for the first time. You're really loving what you've been through, what you've had to endure, you know, where you've had to gain strength during very trying and difficult experiences. Chiron brings up where we hold victim consciousness. And it could be perhaps where you have felt bullied, where you have felt attacked or ganged up on. It could feel very personal with Chiron in Aries. And this is where you're learning to gather the strength you need and to trust yourself and your path even more, despite those external energies or despite the low vibes and frequencies. And I feel too, like with this Chiron in Aries, it's reminding us of more of our strength, that even when you feel vulnerable, or even when perhaps that victim consciousness does creep up for a day or does come through for a period of time, you then regroup and you say, that's not my truth. That isn't my full embodied sense of self. And so Chiron returns you to your choices, returns you to what you're going to choose that is in alignment with your self-identity, which is Aries, and does return you to your creative power and your desire to live life on your own terms. Chiron has this beautiful spiritual influence. It has this ability to help us rise above and to understand the bigger picture, especially what the soul themes have been across lifetimes. And so this could be a solar eclipse that is triggering a soul theme for you that you are reliving from another lifetime, from another timeline of experiences. And now you're seeing it with fresh eyes and you're moving through it with greater self-confidence and self-awareness. So for all of the triggers and vulnerabilities that a strong Chiron influence can bring up, ultimately, it's leading you home to yourself in Aries, and it's returning you to more of your own soul's frequency and what you arrived with to continue to heal yourself. If you are moving through a big Chiron transit, I do recommend the Chiron books by Barbara Han Clow and Melanie Reinhart. They're both excellent, and they are a deep dive into the archetypes, energies, and themes of Chiron, which might be right on time for you during this Aries solar eclipse. Now let's move on to the next big astrological event of April 2024, which is the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction occurring at 21 degrees 49 minutes of Taurus, and it is exact on April 20th. Now, the incoming orb has been in play for this since the middle of March, which is not a very long period of time, and it could feel like there's suddenly been this anticipatory energy in the collective. Now, let's break this down a little bit as well as provide some more reference points for this conjunction. So, Jupiter and Uranus make a conjunction roughly every 13 to 14 years, and that's because of their various retrograde cycles. The last time that Jupiter and Uranus were conjunct in Taurus was 1941. At 25 degrees, 38 minutes of Taurus. So yes, 1941, World War II. Look at everything that was going on the planet then. And then you had this very revolutionary energy that amplified the financial markets, that brought up more about agreements and negotiations, that also wanted us to look at what needs to change in our collective values. And that's part of what Uranus in Taurus stirs up. Uranus wants revolution, wants sudden change, wants things to happen quickly. Taurus does not. Taurus resists that change. Taurus doesn't want anything to upset the status quo and doesn't want the roller coaster experience that Uranus brings in. However, because this occurs every 84 years, we're looking at what are we perhaps reliving since the early 1940s, and what are we needing to see with fresh eyes? Where are we needing to up-level our values and our collective understandings of what we share together on this planet, including the planet? Taurus is an earth sign, so this brings up the energies of Gaia. Of course, there have been a lot of disruptive energies pulsing through the planet, with hundreds of earthquakes occurring in quite unusual spots, which actually brings up, are they artificial earthquakes, which is part of the technology on this planet. And Uranus is about future-oriented scientific technologies. So our planet is rumbling. There's a lot going on. There are the natural earthquakes, the natural eruptions, and then there are the artificial ones. Jupiter and Uranus together in Taurus also bring up the natural resources on the planet. So gold, silver, iron, agriculture, what we grow in the fields, what we harvest, what is naturally man-made. And we can look at how our food has been evolving, especially since the 1940s, but even in the past 10 years, the new things that are brought to market, the new influence of plant-based foods, also the artificial ingredients that are replacing natural food and sustenance. And the other thing, in fact, that just popped into my mind here is how this conjunction is following behind Sedna in Taurus. And Sedna in Taurus has also revolutionized what we harvest on the planet, especially our food sources and our natural resources that have been depleted. And as a result of that shift in our natural resources and what this planet naturally holds, it changes ecosystems, not only for ourselves, but of course for all living species on the planet. So I feel like that's part of what's coming to light here with this conjunction. We also have a sudden amplification in the financial markets and the financial resources that we could see an amplification of big losses and big gains. We could see a huge fluctuation. This could be through everything from cryptocurrency to gold and silver, cash, the stock market. That's part of this energy signature in Taurus. That's part of the sudden waves of change as well that comes about when you have powerful Uranus energy. Now, Uranus wants futuristic change. And so it's activating within each of us something about where we want to be or where we want to go next. And this is where you could have a sudden shift in what you own, what you possess, what you want in your environment. This is where Uranus could deliver a very fast and furious message around what matters to you in your life. And I feel that part of the explosive breakthroughs of Uranus is that it reminds you, you don't have all the time in the world. You just don't. And so look at where Uranus is in our solar system. We have the energy of Chiron and Saturn preceding Uranus. So I want to provide a visualization on this energy. Think about how Saturn, the timekeeper, boundaries, limitations, commitments, what you're responsible for, how you make the most of your time on the planet is a powerful part of our daily lives. And it helps us understand our goals, where you want to go, what you want to master, where you have to show up to get things done. Then after Saturn, we have the asteroid Chiron, which Barbara Hanclow describes as the rainbow bridge, where Chiron, as we've discussed in this show, is showing you what you're here to heal, but you're healing it from the Saturn domain of the physical world. There's something maybe that you're healing based on your physical experiences in the 3D, on your self-identity, on how you've structured and built your life. Then Chiron is the healing bridge that takes us to Uranus, and Uranus wants you to free yourself. Free yourself from something that was too much of a constraint, something that ultimately limited your soul growth. And Chiron was showing you the way, going across that energy of the bridge into Uranus, saying, this is a way to free yourself. This is more of your truth and who you are. But you don't arrive to Uranus unless you go through a healing exploratory process of Chiron. So now we have this month, not only that Chiron journey underway, but it's leading you to these Uranus breakthroughs that Jupiter is coming in with a magnifying glass and saying you're actually spiritually protected, which is part of what Jupiter offers. Jupiter also brings in the resources, the next steps, the grace, and the practical application of how to make that freedom a reality. So this is a month when you are being shown what needs to change in your world, because now you are understanding more of who you truly are, how you want to live your life, and more of what matters to you, especially to your future self. But wait, there's more, because not only is this Jupiter-Uranus conjunction happening at 21 degrees, 49 minutes of Taurus. It's trining where we had the Saturn-Pluto conjunction in Capricorn of January 2020. So all we have to do is essentially take a look back on the past 4 years, which we all know everything has changed for each of us individually and collectively. Our awareness has expanded. We've understood bigger picture things, perhaps even understood more of what you want in this reality that you were putting off. You were delaying. You were thinking, oh, well, I have to wait till retirement to do that. And this energy is saying, don't wait. Don't delay your happiness. Taurus is joy and pleasure. Taurus is making the most of the physical world and your five senses and turning up the music loud and ordering dessert first and eating leftovers off of the good china. And so what are you doing right now in your life to make the most of this time period where you're not delaying satisfaction, you're not putting off things because you think you have to wait. Rather, you're understanding, no, I'm alive now. I'm going to smell the roses today. I'm going to go on that trip this year. I'm going to live my life in the present moment. And that's what's also going to raise your frequency. I feel like this also relates to a deeper reprogramming of self-worth, where you're understanding, I'm worthy of creating and living the life I've always wanted. And I don't have to follow what I was taught and told life was meant to be. Now, because this is in the earth sign of Taurus, which is practical and which is financially conscious, there could be a part of you that's like, okay, well, how am I going to afford this? Where am I going to get the money for this? What do I need to change in my finances? This could also be something where you're open to those new solutions. You're open to a sudden shift or taking a risk that even a year ago you were like, nah, I can't do it. I'm not ready. This is going to amplify that risk-taking, the sudden change, and something that you're ready for that you want to experience sooner rather than later. So we'll see this in the collective, big announcements, big changes, people changing the trajectory of their life, taking a risk. And it could feel too like if you at a personal level have been holding yourself back from something, you've just wanted to maybe, you know, stay against the wallpaper and not put yourself out there, chances are this is going to push you forward and have you do the thing or have you just go for it. Part of that is because with both Jupiter and Uranus in Taurus, Taurus is ruled by Venus. Venus is in Aries, and she's not waiting. She's going to go for it. She's going to make it happen. She's going to make moves. She wants to have an experience, an adventure, and she's doing it from a place of, this is my one life, and I'm going to do what I feel called to do because I'm pretty sure it has my name on it. So this can be a powerful period of manifestations, but it's based on what you've learned, especially the past 4 years, and it's based on something more grounded and concrete that maybe you've been pushing and pulling between it. You know, you're like, I don't know, yes or no. What if I don't? What if I do? I feel like this could eliminate some of that spinning and the worry about changing a job, or the worry around a rejection, or the worry around going for something and it not playing out. Overall, this energy feels promising. This is the universe kind of giving you a kick in the pants to move it forward. And in Taurus, if you've been holding back, and if there's a part of you that was just being patient, but patient out of stress or patient out of doubt, there's could be something here that moves it forward and things then rapidly come together and quickly manifest. I am going to do a separate podcast for you on this topic of the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction because it is a big energy. And it's something too where I want to help you make the most of it to understand that, again, this doesn't happen often. And in Taurus, it's disrupting perhaps a part of your life that was calm, steady, comfortable. This is where it's right on time to bust through any of your own blocks or limitations, and the universe is supporting you in doing so. Jupiter conjunct Uranus in Taurus can open you up to higher frequencies that you're ready to fully integrate and experience for new manifestations. This energy can also bring in kismet, open up new things that are fated for you, that have your name on it because you've been reprogramming yourself in a new energy. And that can be part of April's energy signature as well, is that fresh opportunities and destined directions can show up for you throughout this month. And one more thing I want to mention about the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction is that it does have this beautiful sextile from Mars in Pisces. Yes, this is quite synchronistic, where Mars in Pisces just so happens to be at 21 degrees during the time of this exact conjunction. And that brings in something that your intuition is pushing you or motivating you to take action on. So this would be an intuitive download, some kind of bigger energy that you're feeling or sensing that wants you to move forward, that wants you to trust what is calling to you. The higher octave of Mars in Pisces is that there's something you are not fully understanding in a cerebral or linear manner. Rather, it's this intuitive guidance that's giving you a yes. And I feel that's part of this kismet energy. It feels like that's part of why you could be ready to do something, to take a risk, to step outside of a comfort zone, to go for it. And a part of you might even have this bigger trust in whatever happens, it doesn't matter. I'll figure it out. Wherever this leads, there will be new options or new opportunities. It sort of feels like a win-win scenario where there's a part of you that knows that I can handle whatever comes up, whatever happens next, but all I know is that now is the time and I'm ready to take this next step and to move this part of my life forward. So in your natal chart, if you have planets or points at 21 and 22 degrees of the earth signs, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, or 21 and 22 degrees of the water signs of Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces, this energy is working with you personally. You're going to feel this. It's going to have more of an impact on your life and in your world. Everyone in the collective will be feeling this energy signature as well. And I will discuss more of it in next Monday's podcast episode, where I'll go more into the themes, patterns, and expressions of Jupiter conjunct Uranus in Taurus. Now, on a final note, the month of April ends with Venus returning to her home sign of Taurus on April 29th, just as Mars enters his home sign of Aries on April 30th. So here we have a nice synergy that ends the month, where Venus returns to her home sign, Mars gets activated and ready to go in his home turf of Aries, and this is also beautiful alignment for feminine and masculine energies. It's like each is in their own lane and feeling strengthened, feeling empowered. And this could also feel quite reassuring and empowering after not only eclipse season, but Mercury has stationed direct. So April is a big month, and it's working with the energies of Aries and Taurus in your astrology chart. So you want to identify specifically where you have 19 degrees of Aries. This is where the Aries solar eclipse and Chiron are working with you by house placement. Also, in your Aries houses, Mercury retrograde is occurring between 15 to 27 degrees of Aries in your chart. Then in Taurus, we'll have the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction at 21 degrees 49 minutes of Taurus in your chart by house placement. And when I say your chart, I'm always referring to your natal astrology chart, although you could also reference your solar return chart for 2024. You could also reference your progress chart, any planets or points in your progress chart. In fact, I was noticing that in my own chart that this conjunction is on my progressed sun. So I'm kind of excited. Let's see what happens here with the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction occurring on my progressed sun. So this is where the layers of your astrology chart can show you more of what is occurring for you, not only in your lifetime, but in this particular cycle that you're in. And this is more advanced astrology for those of you who love this stuff, is that you could reference this bigger conjunction across all of your charts and see what comes up. So you'd look at your natal astrology chart, you look at your solar return chart and your progress chart. What is being activated? Are there any common themes? And also, are there trines or conjunctions? Those are typically what we look at first. Then you would see if there are any oppositions or squares, because the oppositions and squares are where you are really being pushed to grow. And there's something that needs to be changed, and that change could be through a perceived challenge at first. And it's always good to have a heads up about that. And that is one of the ongoing gifts of astrology. So I hope that April brings you the energies you're ready for, the new starts, the new potentials, the fresh manifestations, and also the new enlightenment and awareness that is divinely suited for you at this time on your journey. And if you haven't done so, be sure to join my 2024 Soul Growth Astrology Program, where we look at these eclipses for you. We also discuss the Mercury retrograde and the Jupiter conjunct Uranus in Taurus. So we cover basically these essentials of April, but you can apply them to your own chart. I give you more insights and more understandings around the cycles and the themes that are coming up for you. So do check that out. I'll put the link below the podcast here. And if you use coupon code 2024, you get the full program for only $33. And it's designed to be one that you come back to throughout the year, that you reference, because honestly, it's a lot of material and you can forget things. So then just come on back, log in, pick up where you left off, or revisit things that are important for this current time period. You can also find all of my current courses and programs at Molly McCord Online, including how to read your progress chart and how to read your solar return chart if you're ready to get into more intermediate and advanced level astrology. So have a beautiful month of April. And I'll be back every Monday and Wednesday to discuss more of these astrological waves that we are moving through. Take good care, and I look forward to continuing our discussion soon.